We've got out there and we've spoken to hundreds and hundreds of people. I'm not going to stop doing that just because I've been elected the Member of Parliament. In fact, I'm going to do more of it. And I'll be out there talking to people in the town and across the constituency about what matters to them so that I can best represent their views in Parliament. The most important thing about all of this by-election is that Barnsley Central have got someone who's going to represent their interests and stand up for them. And they've placed a huge amount of faith in me, and I'm utterly, utterly determined to repay that faith.
What's it like being someone different here? I mean, a lot's been made of the fact that you're the first MP since 1938 not to come from Yorkshire, not to have links with coal mining. I mean, is that actually quite a good thing? Just a reference to your answer just then, you know, something needs to be done to reconnect people here.
I've spoken to hundreds and hundreds of people, and very few of them are that concerned about where I've come from. People are interested that I've had a life experience outside of politics, and the result tonight shows that they've placed a huge amount of faith in me to do the best job that I can for them, and that's what I'm going to do. I think it's an amazing privilege to be a Member of Parliament. It's not something I take lightly. It's a huge commitment and a big responsibility, but they've put that faith in me. They've chosen me to do it, and failing them is not an option.
Have you got to go back to square one, really? Because it's a pretty awful turnout tonight, and your predecessor's in jail. I mean, it's kind of basic stuff you're having to... it occurred to me, this is probably old hat, but the kind of military analogy, you're taking over a demoralised platoon or whatever. I don't mean your party, but the town.
That's not the case. Let's be quite clear about this. This is a fantastic result for the Labour Party. The Labour Party has run an outstandingly strong campaign. You know, we could have rested on our laurels in the sense that people say this is a safe Labour seat. That's not how we've done business. We've had most of the shadow cabinet up here. We've had hundreds and hundreds of passionate Labour activists supporting our campaign. And we've been out there every single day, rain and shine. Now, the reality is that the current political situation is helpful to us. And when I talk to people on the doorstep, as I have done every single day for the previous 5 weeks, they are deeply, deeply concerned by the cuts that the government are making. They say that they're unfair, and they do say that too fast and too deep. And the job for me now is to get on and oppose those cuts in Parliament and represent the people, and that's what I'm going to do.
Good. Last question. What's it like that you can now come out, as it were? I mean, you've been a member for 20 years, is it, I think, but because you've been serving in the services, you haven't been able to take an active part. Now you can. What does that feel like?
It feels good. I mean, this is a big night for me. I think that the local people have placed a huge amount of faith in me, and I'm delighted that they have, but I'm equally determined to repay that faith by carrying on a life of public service and doing the best job that I can for the town, and that's what I'm going to do.